Ready to lose 40 plus pounds without giving up happy hours, weekend brunches, or date nights? Then it's time to uncover the hidden link between binge eating and toxic relationships and finally break free from both. Welcome to the Hungry for Love podcast with Jillian Scott. Y'all ready? Let's go. Hey, hey, welcome back. All right, so today I am announcing the Finish Strong 30-30 Project. And this is something that I wanted to do and kick off this month in July because, number one, I want to help 30 people lose 30 pounds by the end of the year. Okay, so that's the mission. That's my goal. And I started thinking about it because I've helped several clients recently lose 25 pounds within 4 months. I helped a couple clients lose 30 pounds within about five and a half months. So this was something that I was like, we have 6 months left in the year. We're halfway through. And this is often the time when we think we need perfect circumstances. There are a lot of things that can get in the way where we feel like I'm going on vacation, or I've got these weekend parties coming up, or I've got this trip planned, or this anniversary, or this special celebration. And often we use that as to like why it's not the right time. And this just perpetuates the problem. This is why we struggle to lose weight. It's why we struggle to keep the weight off, for sure, hands down. Because ultimately what we're trying to do is lose weight in a vacuum. We are trying to lose weight in this itty bitty glass box and this glass house that we build for ourselves. And we feel like things have to be perfect. I need there to be no traffic and the kids have to be well behaved and your boss and clients and customers and all the things. We need everyone to behave just so that we can lose the weight. And really the key is to lose weight during real life, which means that you are not waiting for these special circumstances to be done and over with, because there will always be more special circumstances. We are always going to hit roadblocks and obstacles. We're always going to hit times where life feels a bit more crazy or chaotic, and we can let that be an excuse, or we can choose to say, this is real life. This is what life looks like right now. That's okay. I'm still doing this. I am still going to create it. And what if this was your superpower? And I want to offer that when you learn how to lose weight, when life feels like a shit show, when life feels chaotic, when you're going through the holidays, when you're going through a divorce, when you're going through a breakup, when you learn how to navigate food and emotional eating and emotional drinking in this time, you'll be unstoppable. You can do it anytime, right? When you can lose weight in the months of October, November, and December consistently without feeling restricted or deprived, without counting calories or macros or points, without doing any of the stuff that you don't want to, while still enjoying your life and all of the family and friends and events and parties and the things that you want, when you can lose weight in that time, you're going to feel unstoppable, right? You're going to feel amazing. And you're going to feel so much more confident keeping the weight off. And so being that we're in July, often July is a month where we've lost sight of our New Year's goals. We may have fallen off track a little bit. It's no longer on top of our mind, a top priority. And we are coming up to towards the end of the year where it might feel a little bit harder to navigate these things. And this is why I'm doing this now, because I have helped enough people lose 25, 30, even 40 pounds. I know I can help you too. And when you give yourself this runway, I want you to imagine if you finished the year 30 pounds down and you could start your new year without lose weight being on your resolutions list. If you could start the year without having some kind of goal or resolution or intention around food or weight loss or cravings, because you've already done it and you feel good about it. And the way that we can do this, the way that we can say yes to ourselves now, is by really trusting I don't have to deprive myself of food or drinks as I'm losing weight. And when we don't have to deprive ourselves of the food, we also know we don't have to deprive ourselves of the life and the life experiences that we want to have. So if you think I need to be on this restrictive diet and I don't want to go on vacation and take this diet with me, or I don't want to go to Disney and take this diet with me, or I don't want to go to the cruise and have to do this diet. I want to be able to enjoy myself. We are just putting ourselves in this box. And really, the key is learning I can live my life and still lose weight. I can go on the cruise. I can enjoy the beach. I can have this vacation, have this holiday season. I can do whatever I can do the things that I want to do in my life and still lose weight. And when we've got to flip that switch. Like, we've got to be able to recognize and trust and believe that is possible for you too. Because it is. And if you want to be able to keep the weight off, this is how you have to do it. And when we can start now, when we start in July and you give yourself this runway and this ramp to be able to lose weight, it's like you're going to start practicing. Not just will you have experience losing weight under your belt, but you're going to have experience managing cravings, managing food urges, managing things that might feel a little bit trickier towards the end of the year with holidays and cookies and pies and drinks and all the things, right? So let's start practicing that now and build in some reps, right? This is your preseason for the holidays. No NFL team starts their season in September without any practice, without any preseason games, without any off-season work, right? Nobody is just takes off 8 months or however long. It's probably only 6 months or less. I can't math right now. But let's say your early February, right? So let's say it's 7 or 8 months. Nobody takes off 7 or 8 months as a professional sports player and then just starts right back in the game right away. Give yourself time to practice. And this is what we also have to recognize is you are going to learn through the mistakes. You're going to learn through the failures. You're going to learn through trial and error. You're going to learn to figure this out. And the best part is you're going to have me by your side as your coach to do this. You are going to have some support and accountability. You're going to feel encouraged on your journey. You're going to gain clarity over where to spend your time and energy. You're going to know exactly what to do to lose weight. You know exactly how to end emotional eating. You're going to understand and identify the habits that are actually required, right? And then there's the habits we think are required, but actually aren't. And you can let go of those. And then actually really focus on here is what is required. You're going to have me as a trained professional trauma certified coach to talk to get feedback from. And I have been told that I provide like love and compassion and understanding with some tough love. So anytime there is that tough love aspect, it is never just a sucker punch. It is always done in a way with compassion and understanding. And we are going to move as fast as your nervous system will allow us. So there comes a point where our nervous system gets triggered and it sends us into fight or flight. We can end up in more of a trauma response and we're freaked out and we typically freeze. And we might be in a functional freeze. We might be able to do some things, but essentially we are frozen. And when your nervous system is frozen, you're never going to create the results that you want. So we can't just power through. We can't just force this. So I want to help you understand and unlock the things that are holding you back so that you can move forward. And there are going to be times when you need that tough love, when you need to have that little come to Jesus moment. And there are also going to be times when I'm going to sit and we are going to have so much compassion and so much love, and I'll be there and support you and hold space, whether you need to be angry, whether you need to cry, like no matter what is happening. But I'm going to teach you the micro habits. I'm going to teach you how to take one-off actions and one-off behaviors and turn them into long-term consistency. You are going to be able to download my thoughts, my beliefs, my habits into your brain so that weight loss does actually start to feel easy. And one of the thoughts that I have is like, I go on vacation and I lose weight. Like, you can download my thoughts, my beliefs, my evidence to use that for you. I was actually talking with a guy in the gym a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about coming back from vacation. He was gone out of the country for a week, and he basically said he was on vacation and just eating whatever he wanted. And I was like, I'm so confused by this. Like, why would you not still maybe move your body a little bit? Why would you not still be mindful and eat a salad every now and then or get in some vegetables? Like, why is it that you, like, I just, to me, I'm like, I don't understand. How is it that you go on vacation and just all of your food protocols just fly out the window? Because this is our lifestyle. When it is a lifestyle, you take it with you everywhere you go. And when it's a lifestyle, you don't need a break from it, right? This is one of my goals. I want to help you create a weight loss plan and a program that you don't need a break from and help you create a life that you don't need an escape from. Now we have eliminated binge and emotional eating, 80% of it right there, just by changing and reframing how we're thinking about things. Right? So I'm going to help you understand the patterns and the habits and the things that you are experiencing. I'm going to help you to see the cycle, to see it, and then to also identify here's where to break it and how. And there might be some times where it's like you're going to have to learn the same lesson multiple times. And I'm going to keep saying it in different ways. And I'm going to keep teaching you in different ways. And I'm going to keep giving you different analogies and different ways of looking at it. And I will always go back to, we need to hold space for the emotions and for what's coming up right now. And this is your journey. You get to dictate it. You get to drive it. And I'm here for support. I am here for guidance. I'm here to help you co-create it. I'm here to help you rebuild your faith and trust and confidence in yourself, not in somebody else, not in a set of diet rules, but in you. And that starts now. I had a client and she hired me. She knew she was going to have surgery, but she was like, I want your help. I want to lose weight and I don't want this surgery to completely derail me. And I was like, yes, absolutely. Let's go. She lost 25 pounds in 4.5 months. And she did it while still having surgery, while she could not exercise. She still lost the weight and she still was able to change her body composition. And she hired me knowing I've got this surgery coming up, because she knew she didn't just want to be continuing the patterns that were keeping her overweight and keeping her stuck and feeling frustrated and unhappy in her body. I had another client who hired me shortly after he had surgery, and he lost 25 pounds in 4 months at the end of last year. When there can be more stress, there's more drama, there's more that he was experiencing around the holidays and with his daughters and people pleasing. And he could not exercise at all in those 4 months. And he still lost 25 pounds. Not because he's a man, not because he has special genes, not because he's a unicorn or because you're a unicorn that can't, but because he took these simple processes, the simple plan, and he implemented it. And you can get these kinds of results too. And it is so empowering. Even if you want to lose 50 pounds, 60 pounds, even if you have more weight that you want to lose, to be able to lose half of it this year, and then you lose the next half, you're already going to have so much momentum built up that by January, even if you do still have 20 or 30 pounds more that you want to lose, you can. You know what you're doing. You know the areas of growth and opportunity and where to focus your time and energy. And then a year from now, you can actually start to think about, okay, what else do I want for my life? Now that I'm no longer constantly thinking about food and obsessed with food and what I can and can't eat or how I have to be working out or what this and that. And now that the food noise is gone, now what do you want to do with your life? What do you want to do with your thoughts and your energy? Because it frees up so much bandwidth. And now you can really learn to love and enjoy your life. But this is where it's at. And this is why I am so passionate about us starting now. And I know weight loss is not typically on our minds in July. We might think like we've already missed our chance to lose weight this summer. But you still have the opportunity to lose 5, 8, 10 pounds this month alone. I want you to imagine, what if you really did lose 6 pounds this month, 8 pounds? What if by September 1st or by Labor Day weekend, what if you were 12 pounds down, 15 pounds down? This is possible for you too. These are not special people. They are not doing restrictive diets. They are eating real foods. They are traveling. They are going on vacations. They are making mistakes. They are still emotionally eating. They still are overeating sometimes. They are not perfect. And they're still creating the results that they want in life. And they're getting better at handling the emotional eating, at handling the off-plan events and the off-plan things that want to derail their plans. They're getting better at identifying the permission-giving thoughts and excuses and justifications that trip them up. And they get better and better at holding space for all of their emotions. The good, the bad, the ugly. And I know that you can lose 30 pounds by the end of this year, too. Throughout Halloween and all the candy, throughout Thanksgiving and all the holiday parties and the cookie swaps and Christmas and New Year's, throughout the special occasions, the anniversaries, and maybe throughout the grief anniversaries, too. Anniversaries of trauma, traumaversaries, throughout divorce, throughout breakups, ending long-term relationships. And this goes hand in hand because when you can identify and start to figure out like what emotional needs was the food meeting for me, and therefore I was emotionally eating, you can also start to identify the emotional needs that were being met by a person, most often a toxic person. This becomes the pattern. This is what we want to divorce. It's not just about a legal divorce or a legal separation or just a breakup of a long-term relationship. The key here is understanding, who do you want to be? What are the patterns and the habits within yourself that you want to divorce, that you want to break free from? And when you come work with me, you now have a trained professional on the outside to help you get where you want to go faster. So I'm calling it the 30-30 project because I want to help 30 people lose 30 pounds. And I just came up with this number on a whim. I was like, this sounds really freaking fun. So at the time of this recording, we have 26 weeks left in the year. And I was like, this just sounds like it would be a really fun, blow your mind kind of thing to do. I want to help 30 people lose 30 pounds. Let's fucking go. So the way this works is it's private coaching, and I have some bonuses included for anybody who signs up with me in the month of July, because I know we all can have reasons and excuses as to why we might want to start later. But later only makes it harder. Later means we experience more of the summer in the struggle. We have less energy. Often we continue to gain weight. So here's what it is. So you get weekly Zoom coaching calls. So we're going to meet together on Zoom once a week, similar to therapy in that sense of you get one call where we've got 45 to 50 minutes and we are really exploring what is going on for you. So we're going to start with a kickoff call, and that first hour long kickoff call, we're going to create your plan, set your goals, and then we're going to start to look at what are some of the obstacles that you can already see are going to come up. And then we go to work just implementing the plan. That becomes the process. We're going to start with, okay, here's the goal. And then we work it backwards to now here's what you want to focus on for this week. And then week by week, I'll be helping you evaluate, to up-level, and then to troubleshoot where there are obstacles, where there are challenges. And that's what is so valuable, is not just feeling like you're doing it on your own, but actually having somebody there to walk with you step by step. You're also going to get on-demand access to the Body You Crave Academy, which are videos, worksheets, journal prompts, and more. It's going to be everything that you need to get started losing weight this week. And so I am happy to teach on our calls. But the way that I set this up was that the teaching could be done in these videos so that you can learn on your own time, at your own pace, whenever you want. And then our coaching is really focused on the implementation of it, so that the coaching can be really structured to, here's how you are experiencing this. This is what it looks like for you, for your lifestyle. It's where we are actually putting your plan together. It's where we're troubleshooting. It's where I'm helping you think about and plan for, here's how you handle the craving, how you handle the urges, how you handle the off-plan events, how you handle days when life feels really stressful and overwhelming and all you want to do is go home and sit on the couch and veg out, instead of maybe going to the gym or instead of putting on your walking shoes and going outside. Like how to handle our normal human experiences and how to be able to create and really craft this weight loss plan in a way where you still love and enjoy your life. This is not a one size fits all. It is a co-creation between the two of us. I'm going to help you create a plan and a process that works for you, your body, your lifestyle. That's what it's all about. So that is the core. That is what we do with coaching. And in future episodes, I'm going to explain my program and what I'm going to teach you specifically. But for right now, I'm just going to talk a little bit more high level. And I want to talk to you about some of the bonuses as well, just for July. Because I was thinking about this, yes, of course they want to lose weight. And there's always going to be that desire of, I want to lose 20 pounds. I want to lose 30 pounds. I want to do this by the end of the year. I want to feel in control around food. I want to stop emotionally eating, stop binge eating, feel more in control of those cravings, right? Of course you want that. And let's not keep putting that off. Why keep gaining weight month after month when you could be losing it? So in my mind, I'm like, yes, there's urgency because we want the results. But I also was trying to think of what else would be fun. What would make it even better, even more enjoyable? What would be even more exciting and enticing and just fun for us to do together? Bonuses that you get in July. Number one, you get unlimited Voxer coaching between our coaching calls so that you can process anything that comes up. So an unexpected night out, a stressful day, exciting news that you want to celebrate, especially learning how to celebrate without food or alcohol. Maybe it's processing through a binge or an off-plan eat or an overeat. Maybe it's helping to give you some ideas of what to do differently next time. Maybe it's like a thought download and you're just going to like share, like, here's what's happening and going on. And I just feel so overwhelmed and so defeated. Help. Sometimes it's like an SOS. And sometimes it is, hey, things are going amazing. And here's what the scale said today. And I'm just feeling so lit up and so on fire. But when you have this level of support, sometimes it's that little bit of like daily accountability, daily support, checking in. Here's where I'm at. Here's what's going on. Maybe it's once a day. Maybe it's every other day. You get to choose the pace, but this allows clients to have these little touch points to be able to focus on smaller, really clear things to help get them moving throughout the week. And sometimes we need that little bit of accountability as we are getting started with something new as that little reminder of like, all right, here's the one thing I'm focused on this week. And then checking in, yes, it's done. And as you build accountability with another person, you're going to start to learn how to build accountability within yourself and learn how to hold yourself accountable. But if you could already hold yourself accountable, you would already be doing the things, you would already have lost the weight. So it's okay that you're not there yet. That's part of why I am here. And I'm here to also give you that perspective shift. So no matter what day of the week it is, you can reach out and get support. Okay, so the way Voxer works is I think of it as asynchronous coaching. So you can pop on, they call it a walkie-talkie app. I think of it as leaving voice messages or leaving a voicemail for somebody, right? It's like you leave me a voicemail and it could be 2 a.m. my time. But I get it when I wake up and as I'm out on my walk in the morning, I'm listening to it and I'm thinking about it. And then I'm able to respond to you just a few hours later. So I will typically respond same day. It might be the next day, depending on if you leave me a 10 p.m. message and I've already gone to bed. But within 24 hours, I will respond to you. And most of the time, it is a same day response. And this is how we want to get the coaching and then take action. We want to get new ideas and take action. And the more we can condense and the more we can shorten that time between having an idea and taking action on it, and then learning from it, the better, faster results we create for ourselves. Okay, but we need to be able to do all of it. We need to have the ideas. We need to be able to start to implement and actually put them into practice. And then we need to be able to evaluate and see what's working, what's not working. What do I want to do differently next time? And some people just work better and they do better when they have smaller bits of accountability rather than just one call once a week. And I love Voxer. I love this. It's almost, and like the way I think of it too, is like you get like your own private podcast. That's how I think of Voxer coaching, is there's coaching that is just for you. It's me talking. I'm going to share a voice message. We can also do this via text. I'll send voice notes via text. I just sent a client one today or a series. It was probably 20 minutes worth of 5 to 7 minute messages. And it's like a private podcast just for him. That he gets to enjoy now because it's like it's there and it's really specific, tailored to his next steps and what's happening and what's going on and how to understand the link between relationships and often toxic relationship dynamics and weight loss and emotional eating. And sometimes we need to address one area before we address the food. So you get your own like private podcast, which is so fun. Who doesn't want that? So that is one of your bonuses for July. Sign up in July and you get this every single month that you work with me. You're also going to get, as a bonus, monthly group workshops to help you go deeper. And I started brainstorming and thinking about what is it, like what are going to be some of these topics? And one of them is going to be talking about a high committed cycle and a high commitment cycle versus a low commitment cycle and how we can get out of them, how we notice when we're in one and how to get out faster, how to get out of a low commitment cycle without feeling frantic or urgent, but just noticing when we're in one and to be able to transition into a high commitment cycle, where we are building momentum and gaining traction and doing the things and showing up for ourselves. We are in belief. Another one is how to actually feel and process and then allow an emotion. Like, what does that mean? What does that look like? And we're going to do it in real time. And then these workshops are going to be available for you on replay, on demand, in the course, in the academy. I'm also going to do an evening workshop around handling a craving or an urge in real time. We are going to do some holiday-specific trainings and workshops around parties, cookies, drinking, anything like that. All right, so I have all of these other ideas of things and things that I'm going to create that are just for clients. And I was like, let's just make the, I'm going to open them up. And any client who wants to come and join me and get extra coaching on it, you're welcome to join me. So we're going to do some very specific workshops to help make this process better, to help make it easier. And one of my most favorite bonuses that I'm super excited about, if you sign up in July, you will get an invitation to join me for a weekend retreat in Cabo San Lucas next spring. Now, what I'm thinking is it's going to be a Friday through Monday, late February, early March, and you're going to arrive on Friday. We're going to do coaching and self-care all throughout Saturday and Sunday. And then we leave on Monday at some point. And this is really going to be a combination of maybe some walking on the beach, some yoga, a spa afternoon. We're going to be in the pool. We're going to be relaxing, enjoying, having fun, and also transforming your brain, transforming your mind, transforming the way you see food and alcohol. Not only are you going to hear me coaching in real life, face to face, but you will also get to see how I do weekends, how I do vacations, how I eat, how I think about these things. And when it's next spring and you've already lost your 30 pounds and you're feeling hot and sexy in your body, what a fun way to end that out. I've had a desire to host retreats and I started looking into it in 2019. I started thinking about it and playing with it. And then in 2020, I had set a goal of hosting my first in-person retreat. And then, of course, the pandemic hit. And then I got pregnant and I had an infant and then a little one. And so it's just been on my mind and it's been percolating. And I'm actually going to put this into action and make this real. So we're going to go to Cabo. It's going to be flipping amazing. It's going to be so fun, so enjoyable, so restorative. And you get an invitation. So there's no fee that you have to pay for the retreat. So this is what I think of as a $2,000 value. I'm not going to charge you to come for the weekend. You just get yourself there and you cover your room and board. I'll be throwing in some surprises, some extra bonuses. There's going to be just extra things that I want to add in. But when you choose and you sign up to work with me for a year, I'm going to cover your hotel cost for those 3 nights. So if you want to work with me for a year, I have 3-month options. You can do 3 months, 6 months, which typically I sell at a 6-month offer. If you know, though, that you want to work with me for longer and you want to sign up to work with me for a year, not only will you be invited to this weekend retreat, but I'm also going to cover your resort costs for those 3 nights. Because I want to do it. I want to host a retreat. I want to make it so fun and so enjoyable. And I want you to feel like you are winning the lottery. What I offer just with the coaching is transformative just in and of itself. This is truly the extra, the bonus, the icing, the let's just sweeten this a little bit more. Let's just have even more fun with it. I had originally planned on selling a year-long coaching offer at the end of this year. And then I was like, why not? Why not bring that out now? I know that you can create amazing, life-changing results. And I know that sometimes it can feel hard to believe in ourselves. We can question like, oh, but is this going to work for me? And I also know that what I teach works and it will 100% work for you. And I'm going to help you strengthen your belief and faith and confidence in yourself as we go through this. Because I know coming out of traumatic relationships and toxic relationships, our self-trust has been broken. And we have a lot of self-doubt. We have a lot of evidence that we have used against us because that's what the narky person in our life did too. And I want to help you to flip that. I want to help you get their voice out of your head and really stand in your own belief, your own power of who you are. It's time to finish strong. Whether you want to lose 20 pounds, 30 pounds, or your next 30 pounds, I can help you. And I can help you do it better with more fun, more enjoyment, more pleasure. And I'm going to help you create a life that lights you up. It's not just about the body, it's about the life. So if you're ready to be one of 30 people to lose 30 pounds this year, this is your opportunity. Your next best step is to schedule a free consultation with me. There's no obligation. And I know for me, I can recognize now because I have been in the coaching world, I've been coaching my brain for a long time. And I know for me, the biggest thing that would hold me back is my own self-doubt. And that almost held me back from joining a mastermind this year. And really, when I paused and I sat down and I thought about it, I was like, I don't want to let fear hold me back. I no longer want to make decisions from a place of self-doubt. I want to make decisions from my future self. And I know that future me, that December me is going to be glad I started, is going to be glad that I joined. I know that July 2026 me is going to be so glad I did this work now and I'm starting now. And I want to help you to build that in yourself, to build that trust, to build that faith, to build that belief, and to truly get into action and feel confident with what you're doing. Visit bodyyoucrave.com/schedule. Find a day and time on my calendar and let's talk through it. I can't wait to help you lose 30 pounds this year. You ready? Let's go. Here's to creating the life and body you crave.
If this episode resonated with you, it's time to break free from destructive cycles around food, alcohol, and toxic relationships. Your next step? Book your free Break the Cycle call, where you'll finally see why your binge eating and relationship patterns are so deeply connected and how to break free from both for good. You'll walk away with fierce clarity and a game plan to step into a life full of fun, adventure, and self-love. Grab your spot now at www.bodyyoucrave.com/BTC. It's time to break the cycle. I'll show you how.